Malcolm Subban joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Malcolm, thanks so much for doing this today.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
We've spoken to a lot of position players at this camp. I think this you might be the first goaltender we've spoken to. What type of conditioning do you do specifically? Because I've got to think that in a lot of ways, the goaltender-specific training would be a little different than the position player training.
I think it depends on which goal you talk to. I mean, for me, I'm a pretty athletic guy, so... I take pride in being in really good shape and being able to move around the crease really well. So, to be honest, I do a lot of the stuff that most players would do. I mean, you think of hockey areas and stuff, it's mainly leg stuff and range of motion. And, you know, a lot of guys are starting to get into the yoga now and the flexibility and realizing how important that is. So, I try to take that role as well and just try to make sure my body's good for the whole season.
I was going to say, if the players are getting into yoga and things of that nature, I mean, that's something that goaltenders, it would seem to me to be especially important for goaltenders because of the way you guys move around and how quickly you have to move around and jump down and get up again. But I'm wondering, is there goaltender-specific stuff that you do? Do you have your own routine that you've developed over the past 4 or 5 years that specifically deals with goaltending skills?
To be honest, I mean, obviously explosive movements and, just working a lot off one leg maybe and, just doing whatever you got to do to get across the crease as fast as you can. And the two things that have helped me a lot over the years is just skating. Like, I love to skate. In the summer, I like to skate as a player, just being a better skater helped me move around the crease a lot better and flexibility. I feel like my first years in the AHL, my first year in the AHL, I took pride in being a lot more flexible and being able to get in and out of the splits. I feel like it helped me a lot just with the style I play, being an athletic guy and trying to move around the crease. It helped me a lot. So definitely skating and flexibility has helped me a lot for sure.
In conversation with Malcolm Subban on the Jeff Blair Show, look, you guys, hockey players, the way the season goes now, the length of the season, the way training is done, the competitions that are involved, it would be very easy, I would think, to just go absolutely 24/7 and train as long as you want. What do you like to do away from the rink? And Malcolm, do you have to find kind of a natural balance between working out but also letting your body heal and just letting yourself get away from the arena every now and then and just relax?
Yeah, well, you ask any of my friends, I'm a pretty athletic guy, like, in terms of, like, I don't like to sit around too much. I like to go out and play different sports. Like, if I'm not playing in player, I'm playing basketball, tennis, or something. So I'm always out doing stuff. So, obviously, you need time to get away from the rink. And I love to do stuff to get my mind off of hockey, like anything really, video games, whatever it is. But, I don't like the rest, to be honest. I'm always out doing stuff, playing other sports. And I love to play sports. So, that's pretty much me.
How important is this year for you, given what's going on in Boston with with a bit of a transition? We know that Zane McIntyre is joining the organization. How are you approaching this year? Are you out there obviously you're there to win a job, but how are you approaching some of the uncertainty around the organization?
To be honest, just for myself, I always do better when I just focus on myself and my play and what I can control going into camp. So that's what I try to do every year, and it's going to be no different this year, regardless of who else is at camp. I just try to play my game and do my part, and hopefully the manager recognizes that and see where my opportunity takes me go. Other than that, I just try to just play my role and just do what I have to do.
Malcolm, how much of an impact has your brother had in you in terms of maybe being able to give you some advice about just focusing on what you can control, focusing on what you do in the ice, and don't worry about the stuff off the ice? Because of course I'm thinking about his contract. It wasn't a contract battle with Montreal, but the contract situation he had with Montreal. I mean, PK's had to learn to really focus on what's important and focus on what he can do in the ice. Has he been able to help you sort of maintain that focus?
Oh, for sure. He's always tried to instill that in me. And you look at a player like him, he's probably the best person you can probably take that advice from. So, yeah, obviously, you know, he's always told me that, you know, just focus on what I can control and do my part. Obviously, we're two different positions, so it's kind of hard for him to help me with focus. But, you know, he tries to help me with the mental side of it and just everything else that I can control. For sure.